Welcome to Zichru Daf Sin Mani Mam Rabbi Avram Goldar and there Mezagas Bab Metzia Daf Yud. The first parak Shneim Ochsin. This parak has been dedicated to the memory of Mr. Moshe Horn, Rav Moshe Manas ben Yaakov Yitzchak, by his children Dvorah and Dov Elias. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Reish Lakish quoted Abba Kohn Bardua. Arba Amos Shel Adam Konas Lo B'Kol Makom. A person's Dalad Amos acquired for him anywhere. The rabbis enacted this to Asil Antzuye so that people will not come to quarrel when trying to acquire a hefker. This ruling is challenged from our mission, which states that if someone saw an onerous article and fell upon it, and someone else came and seized it, the second person acquires it. Now, if a person's Dalad Amos acquires for him, then the first person should own it since he was within Dalad Amos of it first. The Gemara answers that since the finder fell upon it, he has revealed his intention that he wants to acquire it through falling on it. But he does not want to acquire it through the kinyan of Dalad Amos. Rav Sheshes answers of Rabbim to Kadachak Rabbim in a public thoroughfare, where the public crowds acquiring through Dalad Amos was not instituted, since others share his space. Although Reish Lakish said Dalad Amos acquires Bekomakom, this means to include Tzidei Rushes of Rabbim, the shoulders of the public thoroughfare. Pointing to Reish Lakish says that a katana does not acquire with her chatzer, nor with her Dalad Amos, and Rabbi Yochanan says she does. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzim shim yadeis rabbi. A wife's ability to be divorced through placing a get in her chatzer is derived from her hand. Since a katana can be divorced by placing the get in her hand, it can also be placed in her chatzer. Reish Lakish holds chatzim mishim shlichus is rabbi. The law of chatzer is derived from the principle of agency. Since a katana cannot appoint a shaliach, she cannot be divorced with her chatzer. At the end of the daf, the Gemara asks that a braisa clearly derives chatzer for divorce from the wife's hand. Therefore, the Gemara says all agree that regarding divorce, a chatzer operates like one's hand, and three new interpretations are given. Number one, they argue if acquiring hefker with a chatzer is derived from divorce laws, and if a katana can acquire hefker with her chatzer. Number two, although a katana can acquire hefker with a chatzer, they argue if the same applies to a male katan. And number three, there is no machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan discusses a katana, while Reish Lakish discusses a katan. And point number three, the Gemara objects to saying that chatzer acquires through shlichos, because the Braisa teaches that one is chai for stealing with his chatzer, and ein shliach dvar avera, there cannot be an agent for an act of transgression. Rabbi answers that this is only heked the shliach bar chiyuvahu, where the shliach is a liable party for such transgressions. A chatzer which is not subject to mitzvahs can even be a shliach for an avera. Rav Sama answers that the principle applies heked di boy avid, vi boy lo avid, where if the shliach wants, he can do the shlichos, and if he does not want to, he does not have to do it. A chatzer, into which items are placed without its consent, so to speak, operates for its owner, even for an avera. Two nafkaminas are given between these reasons. Number one, if a kohen instructs a Yisrael to miyukadish a divorcee for him, which is prohibited for a kohen, but not Yisrael. And number two, if a man tells a woman to round the payas of a katan, which is not prohibited for a woman. Although these shluchim are not subject to the respective prohibitions, they have a choice whether to perform the shlichos or not. So once again, the three points are number one, Reish Lakish quoted Arba Kohen Bardua. Arba Amos shel Adam Konas Lo B'Kol Makom. A person's Dalad Amos acquires for him anywhere. The rabbis enacted this to Asil Antzuye so that people will not come to quarrel when trying to acquire a hefker. This ruling is challenged from our mission, which states that if someone saw an onerous article and fell upon it, and someone else came and seized it, the second person acquires it. Now, if a person's Dalad Amos acquires for him, then the first person should own it since he was within Dalad Amos of it first. The Gemara answers that since the finder fell upon it, he has revealed his intention that he wants to acquire it through falling on it. But he does not want to acquire it through the kinyan of Dalad Amos. Rav Sheshes answers of Rabbim to Kadachak Rabbim in a public thoroughfare, where the public crowds acquiring through Dalad Amos was not instituted, since others share his space. Although Reish Lakish said Dalad Amos acquires Bekomakom, this means to include Tzidei Rushes of Rabbim, the shoulders of the public thoroughfare. Pointing to Reish Lakish says that a katana does not acquire with her chatzer, nor with her Dalad Amos, and Rabbi Yochanan says she does. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzim shim yadeis rabbi. A wife's ability to be divorced through placing a get in her chatzer is derived from her hand. Since a katana can be divorced by placing the get in her hand, it can also be placed in her chatzer. Reish Lakish holds chatzim mishim shlichus is rabbi. The law of chatzer is derived from the principle of agency. Since a katana cannot appoint a shaliach, she cannot be divorced with her chatzer. At the end of the daf, the Gemara asks that a braisa clearly derives chatzer for divorce from the wife's hand. Therefore, the Gemara says all agree that regarding divorce, a chatzer operates like one's hand, and three new interpretations are given. Number one, they argue if acquiring hefker with a chatzer is derived from divorce laws, and if a katana can acquire hefker with her chatzer. Number two, although a katana can acquire hefker with her chatzer, they argue if the same applies to a male katan. And number three, there is no machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan discusses a katana, while Rish Lakish discusses a katan. And point number three, the Gemara objects to saying that chatzar acquires through shlichos, because the Braisa teaches that one is chai for stealing with his chatzar, and ein shliach dvar avera, there cannot be an agent for an act of transgression. Rava answers that this is only heked the shliach bar chiyuvahu, where the shliach is a liable party for such transgressions. A chatzar which is not subject to mitzvahs can even be a shliach for an avera. Rav Sama answers the principle applies heked di boy avid vi boy lo avid, where if the shliach wants, he can do the shlichos, and if he does not want to, he does not have to do it. A chatzar into which items are placed without its consent, so to speak, operates for its owner even for an avera. Two nafkaminas are given between these reasons. Number one, if a kohen instructs the Yisrael to milkadish a divorcee for him, which is prohibited for a kohen, but not Yisrael. And number two, if a man tells a woman to round the payas of a katan, which is not prohibited for a woman. Although these shluchim are not subject to the respective prohibitions, they have a choice whether to perform the shlichos or not. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud, and our standard Siman is a minion of Yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden davening outside where each man was standing in his own Dalet Amos, davening he'll be zoche to be kona, some hefker, was right next to a chatzar where a statue of a huge open hand and a poster of a shaliach were placed, and which stole an animal that walked in as a shaliach of the chatzar owner when the owner shut the door. Once again, it's a motion. The minion of Yidden, minion of Yidden. That must be more on Duff Yud. The minion of Yidden davening outside where each man was standing in his own Dalet Amos, davening he'll be zoche, to konas am hefker, which reminds us, Reish Lakish kvoda abba kon bardola, arba amos shal adin konas lo bekol makom, a person's Dalet Amos acquire for him anywhere. The rabbis enacted this to lasi lansui so that people will not come to quarrel when trying to acquire hefker. So the minion of Yidden davening outside where each man was standing in his own Dalet Amos, davening he'll be zoche to be kona, some hefker, was right next to a chatzar where a statue of a huge open hand and poster of a shliach were placed, which reminds us. Rish Lakish says that a katana does not acquire with her chatzar, nor with her Dalet Amos. Rabbi Yochanan says she does. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzar mishum yada is rabbe. A wife's ability to be divorced through placing a get in her chatzar is derived from her hand. Since a katana can be divorced by placing the get in her hand, it can also be placed in her chatzar. Reish Lakish holds, chatzar mishum shlichus is rabbe. The law of chatzar is derived from the principle of shlichus. Since a katana cannot appoint a shaliach, she could not be divorced with her chatzar. So the minion of Yidden davening outside where each man was standing in his own Dalet Amos, davening he'll be zoche to be kona, some hefker, was right next to a chatzar where a statue of a huge open hand and a poster of a shaliach were placed, and which stole an animal that walked in as a shaliach of the chatzar owner when the owner shut the door, which reminds us. The Gemara objects to saying that a chatzar acquires through the shlichos because a braisa teaches that one is chai for stealing with his chatzar, and ain shaliach dvar avera, there cannot be a shaliach for an act of transgression. Rama answers that this is only heked the shaliach bar chiyuvahu, where the shaliach is a liable party for such transgressions. A chatzar which is not subject to mitzvahs can even be a shaliach for an avera. Rav Sama answers the principle applies where if the shliach wants, he can do the shlichos, and if he does not want to, he doesn't have to do it. A chatzar into which items are placed without its consent operates for its owner, even for an avera. Two nafkaminas between these reasons are brought. So once again, the minion of Yidden davening outside where each man was standing in his own Dalet Amos, davening he'll be zoche to be kona, some hefker, was right next to a chatzar where a statue of a huge open hand and a poster of a shliach were placed, and which stole an animal that walked in as a shliach of the chatzar owner when the owner shut the door. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf Vav. So the Siman Daf Vav is a sword because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword collector, sword, that must be more in Daf Vav, sword. The sword collector who grabbed someone's cloak because he had a suffolk whether he had lent the person money to buy a sword, which reminds us, Abai disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and holds that one who would steal outright would also swear falsely. Therefore, he explains differently why two people grasping a cloak must swear. We suspect that one has a suffolk milva yashana, a questionable old loan against his fellow, which he's not entitled to collect, so a shavu is imposed to dissuade him. So the sword collector who grabbed someone's cloak because he had a suffolk whether he had lent the person money to buy a sword was astonished when he ran into Basin and saw one man grab a tullus in dispute right in front of the Dayanim, and the other party initially said nothing, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera said, Takfa echa befenein hu mahu. If one grabbed the cloak from the other before us, meaning the Dayanim, what is the halacha? The Gemara clarifies that if his counterpart was silent and did not protest, he effectively admitted the cloak belongs to the one who grabbed it. If he did protest, then the grabbing is inconsequential and they still split it. Rather, the case is the Shasik Mikar Bahadut Sabach, where he was initially silent and later cried out in protest. Do we interpret his initial silence as an admission that the cloak is not his, or, since he ultimately protested, it indicates that his initial silence was because the judges saw the other litigant grab it, so he didn't feel the need to protest? So, the sword collector who grabbed someone's cloak because he had a suffix whether he had lent the person money to buy a sword, was astonished when he ran into Basin and saw one man grab a talus in dispute right in front of the Dayanim, and the other party initially said nothing. Followed by a kohen with a long shechita knife that looked like a sword, grabbing a suffix bechor was permitted to keep it, which reminds us the Gemara brings a sugya of Takva Kohen, where a kohen grabbed a suffix bechor and was permitted to keep it. Dav Zayin. So the Siman Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. While one armed guard at the basin had two people clutching onto different parts of a talus, way in the front of the line to be seen, which reminds us, Rav Tachlifa of Eretz Yisrael taught a brisa, Shnayim Adukim Betalus. If two litigants are clutching a cloak, each claiming ownership, this one takes as far as his hand reaches, as does the other, and the rest of the cloak is divided evenly. Rabbi Avo indicated that they must swear. So, while one armed guard at the basin had two people clutching onto different parts of a talus, way in the front of the line to be seen, followed by a debtor and creditor clutching onto a shtar, where the debtor admitted he wrote the shtar, but claims he repaid it, which reminds us it was taught in the Braisa, Shnayim Adukim B'shtar, if two people, a creditor and debtor, are clutching a document of debt, and the creditor says it's his, and he lost it and subsequently found it, and the debtor says that although the document is authentic, he already paid the debt and was given the shtar and later lost it, Rebbe says, Yiskayim HaShtar B'chosma, the document must be certified through its signatures as being authentic. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Yochaloku, they should divide the debt equally. So, while one armed guard of the basin had two people clutching onto different parts of a talus, waiting in the front of the line to be seen, followed by a debtor and creditor clutching onto a shtar, where the debtor admitted he wrote the shtar but claims he repaid it, the other armed guard found a shtar certified with a hempik and wasn't sure if he should return it to the lender because of a concern that it was already paid, which reminds us. The Braisa continued, Nafal Yadayin, if the shtar fell into a judge's hand, the Tanakhama says, Uyotzi Olamis, the litigants can never retrieve it. Rav Yossi says, Haru Becheskaso, it remains in its status as a valid shtar. Rav explains this means that someone found the shtar which was certified with a henpeck by a judge. The Braisa teaches that not only where the shtar was not certified, where the loan may never have been issued, but even where it was certified and the loan was made, it is still not returned to the lender, the Chayshin L'Perion, because we're concerned about possible payment by the borrower. Rav Yossi says the shtar is returned to the lender and we're not concerned it was paid. Dav Ches, so the Siman Dav Ches is Chala. So here goes. The two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasna chala, that must be more on Dav Ches. The two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasna chala that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, which reminds us, in the case of two people picking up a cloak, it must be that each party lifted it, so both should acquire it, and such an acquisition is effective. So the entire cloak is lifted and acquired for both. Rav argues that even if one cannot acquire something for another person, here is different. Migo de Zachil and Navshe, since he's acquiring for himself, Zachinamu al-Khabri, he acquires for his fellow as well. Since the kinyan is effective for himself, it's also effective for his friend. Rav proves this principle from the fact that if a shaliach steals on someone's behalf, the sender is exempt, yet if he steals for himself and his partner, they're both liable. So the two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasna chala that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, before it almost got stepped on by a man leading a lost animal that another man was riding, which reminds us, the Gemara explains, in the case of a rider and a leader of a donkey, Rav Yehuda was uncertain if a rider acquires in the presence of a leader. Is the rider's kinyan superior, the Tavi's Bay, because he's holding it, or is the leader's kinyan superior because the animal moves because of him? So the two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasnachal that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, before it almost got stepped on by a man leading a lost animal that another man was riding, overheard the man leading the animal say, holding the bridle of a lost animal does not acquire it, whereas holding a bridle when acquiring from another does, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Moser Mechavero Kana, if one holds a bridle when acquiring from his fellow, he acquires it, but when acquiring a found animal or the possessions of a ger who died without heirs, he does not acquire it. He explained the meaning of the word Moser, Ka'adama Mosu Dabo Chavero, like a person who transfers something to his fellow. This explains Rav Huna's distinction, because although one acquires an animal from his fellow by receiving its bridle, the Kamasu Lechavre, because his fellow transfers it to him, but regarding acquiring Hefker with a bridle, Man Kamasu Ledelikne, who transfers it to him that he can acquire it. Dav Tes, so the Simmer Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The man drinking tea, that must be on Dav Tes, teapot. The man drinking tea while holding onto the bridle of the donkey as he rode it, while another man held the bridle, which reminds us it was taught in the Braisa Echad Rachuv Chamor, if one litigant is riding a donkey, Echad Tafus B'Mosera, and one is holding the bridle, this one acquires a donkey and this one acquires the bridle. The Gemara asks that the rider should also acquire part of the bridle, since it's an adornment and considered part of the donkey. Rav Ashi eventually concluded that this rider acquires a donkey and its headstall, which is the bridle segment over its head, v'zeh kana mashe tafus b'yado, and the other one acquires the part of the bridle in his hand, and the rest is not acquired by anyone. So the man drinking tea while holding onto the bridle of the donkey as he rode it, while another man held the bridle as he led it, told the man doing Mashiach of a donkey that he didn't acquire the box of teapots it was carrying because the donkey is a chatzim mahaleches. Which reminds us, we learned that if someone does Mashiach of a donkey, he does not acquire the kelim on it because a donkey is a chatzim mahaleches, a traveling chatzir. And even if it's stationary, it's invalid as a chatzir since it's able to move and thus different from one's hand, which is the source for the kinyan of a chatzir. So the man drinking tea while holding onto the bridle of the donkey as he rode it, while another man held the bridle as he led it, told the man doing Mashiach of a donkey that he didn't acquire the box of teapots it was carrying because the donkey is a chatzim mahaleches, which belonged to a wealthy man who just tried to acquire payah for his friend, who was poor. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes, whether a wealthy person can acquire payah on behalf of an ani, and whether we say to migos, we say, since if he wants, he can be mafker his possessions, rendering him an ani, and entitled to collect payah for himself, hashanami chazile, therefore now too, while he's still wealthy, pay is considered theoretically appropriate for him, migo de zaki lanafshi, and since he can acquire it for himself, zaki nami lechabre, he can also acquire it for his fellow the ani, although he cannot currently take payah. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we machlokes whether a wealthy person can acquire payah on behalf of an ani? That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss about swearing about a shtar that does not have a specified amount? That's on daf. Dalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we machlokes if kinyan chatzir is learned from yad or shlichus? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn? That Abai says the reason one swears when grabbing a cloak off someone is that we suspect that he has a suffix milvi yoshana, an old loan against the cloak owner. That's on daf. Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn? That a chatzir can, so to speak, steal for its owner, making him liable, even though we hold ein shliach dvar vera. That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn? That Rav Yehuda was uncertain in the case of Rachu B'Manhi, where there's a rider and a leader of a lost donkey whose kinyan is superior. That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf to discuss what the din is when a debtor and creditor are both clutching a shtar. That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 8. Which daf when the Rabbana enacted that one is kona, what is in his dalet amos, so people don't come to fight over hefker. That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 9. Which of doing a shepherd will not let animals he was hired to watch graze in other people's fields because ain't adam chotev lo lo. That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn about acquiring a bridle, a mosera, held up by a rider and also someone holding its end? That's on daf. Tess. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.